In China, tens of thousands of children are abducted every year in divorce cases. The culprits, their own parents.
六七个人，然后呢，就两个人拉着我爸，硬生生的就是把孩子从我爸手上，抱走。When
Chinese couples separate, abducting and hiding a child is a common tactic to win custody. With little legal recourse, the other parent faces an impossible situation.
我的孩子被抢走之后， 它会形成一种孩子和另外一方长期生活的这样一个纪念的状态，而这个违法的行为造成合法结果，又导致这一方合理地获得了孩子的抚养权。高地了，小七。101
East investigates child abductions in China and meets the parents desperately searching for their children. 小 Zheng Feng is the mother of a five-year-old boy. But the only signs of him in her Beijing apartment are these photos and a handful of toys. She only sees him on a video call once a week.
我的孩子是在2021年的2月2号被带走的。所以现在我的唯一的和孩子的交流就是每周20分钟的视频。但是我并不知道他在哪里。
On the morning of February 2nd, 2021, Zheng Feng hugged her son and left him in the care of her mother-in-law. Her husband had filed for divorce and they had a court hearing that day. But when Zheng Feng returned home, her son and her mother-in-law were nowhere to be found.
当时这个一切发生得特别突然，我就算能够预料到，可能离婚这个事件给我带来什么影响，或者给孩子带来影响，我都万万没有想到孩子会被带走这件事情。
She called the police, but she was told there was nothing they could do because it was a family matter. After 5 months of searching, relatives told her that her son was with his grandparents in Shuozhou, more than 400 kilometers from Beijing. She went there to confront them.
你干什么？不让你上去。你干什么？我跟孩子一辆车怎么了？不让你上。哎，你干什么？你给我过来。不让你上去。你干什么？不让你上那个的。哎，你干什么？别让你上去。
As her son was driven away that day, it was the last time she saw him in person.
可能我真的是不想放手，但是没有办法，就是我的孩子太难受了，然后我特别心疼他。Devastated,
Zheng Feng returned to Beijing alone. Her father, Xiao Jiandong, now lives with her.
你说哪个父母不希望孩子过得好，是吧？我希望你以后在家庭中处理好各方面的问题，不管什么事，有一个正确的处理问题的方法。哎，什么事都能过去。Zheng
Feng tries calling her estranged husband again in the afternoon. This time, she's able to talk to her son.
喂，这位小朋友，这位小朋友，祝小石头新年快乐。为什么哭？跟妈妈说说。哎呀，妈妈可想抱抱石头了。石头是因为一年没有见到妈妈了，很伤心，是不是？
这种分离的焦虑，这种突然和父亲母亲分开，突然被带到全国各地藏匿起来的这种恐慌感，我觉得孩子是已经有的。那么这个东西我觉得很难去在短时间内去弥补它，
但是我还是要给你拆这个礼物，开心一下好不好？今天是过年的第一天，我们开心一下好不好？我们看一看，我们看一看好不好？看一下这个，哦，这是谁呀？你认识吗？好像是猪妈妈，是不是？石头小朋友，你跑到哪里去啦？哎，
妈妈这边没
事。哦，你想你哦，你过来到镜头前面来，妈妈看看你来，然后和妈妈拜拜，好不好？
妈妈，奶奶，
奶奶怎么了？你过来，你是想去玩了是吗？想去？哎。哦，你心情太不好了，好，你拜拜吧，我们改天再见，好不好？不哭了，不哭了，你哭妈妈也伤心，拜拜。
这是头一次我跟孩子视频的时候他哭，我觉得他可能也会心里很难过，因为一年了都见不到自己的妈妈，但是周围的人一直在说妈妈的不好，我觉得他心里也是非常的纠结的，就是我明明很爱我的妈妈，为什么你们都要说她不好，逼着我说妈妈的坏话。他自己心里其实也很不好受，因为他是一个比较心思特别细腻的一个小孩。
Chinese authorities have long considered a parent hiding a child from their spouse a family dispute. So far, not a single case against a parent abducting a child has been accepted by a Chinese court. Cheng Feng's only hope for reuniting with her son is to win custody rights by filing for divorce. However, as past cases show, the parent with the child is usually awarded custody.
我的孩子被抢走之后，他会形成一种孩子和另外一方长期生活的这样一个既定的状态，而这个违法的行为造成合法结果，又导致这一方合理的获得了孩子的抚养权，那是不是也助长了这种风气？就是法院如果一而再再而三这样判的话，是不是就给人一种暗示，就说你只要抢孩子就好了？我们还要法律，我们还寻求法律的公平正义，还做什么？
大家下午好，张律师说婚姻的张律师会客厅。
Zhang Jing is Cheng Feng's lawyer and an expert on marital law. She regularly shares videos on social media to help women learn about their legal rights. The number of children being abducted by their own father or mother has risen in recent years. Based on Chinese court records, Jing estimates 80,000 were abducted in custody disputes in 2019.
传统的家庭结构是从夫居的，女性是嫁入到男性这个家庭当中的，别说是孩子了，连女性都是男性的家庭成员之一，所以到最后要离婚的时候，就是你不想过了你走就好了，孩子那是我们家的，他会有这样的一个认识，他可能就更多的会和这个传统的观念有关。抢夺藏匿子女的这个问题呢，和最近的这些年的这个社会发展是有关系的，然后再说到女性在生活当中有了更多的话语权，经济上的独立，还有意识形态，就是在意识方面也跟过去不一样了，所以在离婚的时候抚养权就会成为一个很大的一个纠纷。
While Cheng Feng at least gets to video call her son, another mother, Zhang Xinyi, isn't so fortunate. It's been more than 4 years since her life was torn apart. After Xinyi separated from her husband, his relatives snatched her son off the street near her home in Zhangzhou.
就这个视频是我到现在为止我都不敢去打开再看的一个视频。
This CCTV footage shows the moment the two-year-old was abducted.
我爸带着孩子在小区楼下散步，他们就是六七个人， 然后呢就两个人拉着我爸，然后硬生生的就是把孩子从我爸手上抱走嘛。然后当时我在楼上，然后邻居上来跟我说你孩子被抢了，我就当时都懵了。
Over the next 4 years, Xinyi never got to spend time with her son as her father continued moving him around. Xinyi's husband finally agreed to a divorce in 2020. The court awarded him custody rights on the grounds that the boy had lived with his father for a long time. Xinyi finally discovered her son was in Shanghai when she saw a photo taken on his birthday. She immediately moved to the city and tracked down where he was and where he went to school. Xinyi waits outside her son's school gate every morning and afternoon, hoping to catch a glimpse of him from a distance.
张老师，我再打扰你一下。那他这两天呢？
没有来。
你能跟爸爸说一声，就让他也来读书，因为也不能这样一直耽误他的学习。
好，谢谢你啊！明天写字写快一点好吗？好的。
可以吗？因为爸爸也比较听您的话，你跟他劝劝他，不能说为了躲着我都不让他读书。
我不知道到底是什么原因。
对，因为
上次说是小朋友是不是的原因，没有说是那个原因。
就是说尽量也麻烦您跟他再沟通一下，就是说因为也好多天了，该读的也让他来读一下。对对对。
好吧，我试试吧，因为我不知道他说是小朋友身体的原因，没有说是其他的原因。
好吧，好。
Once, when Xinyi tried to approach her son after school, her mother-in-law and sister-in-law intervened. A fight broke out in front of the school gate.
Just so, 听一下，就说哪个母亲孩子被抢走三年，然后呢，去看孩子被对方阻止。你还能不做出一点反抗吗？
After witnessing the scuffle, many other parents have become sympathetic to Xinyi's fight. When they drop off their own children, they keep track of whether her son has come to school.
照片拍下来，然后找哪了？
我是跟我说不知道什么原因就请假。我说那你劝劝父亲该来也得让他来。
那你要太老实了。你碰到我早就是在学校找校长，
我找过了，早上就跟校长聊了。
怎么讲呢？
多一事不如少一事。他就跟我说，那我再跟班主任沟通一下，然后就很快就走进去了。
说明在这样，
不要去吵，不要去闹，看到了照片拍下来，
你必须要有证据。
In 60% of cases, it's fathers who abduct children, and usually those taken are boys under the age of 6. Sons are traditionally favored in China because they carry on the family bloodline.
长孙又是男孩，可能就是他家的一个传承，所以就是对于孙子，他也是挺疼的，挺看重这个孩子。我就去走法院了，他家人就是觉得，哎呀，你要把事情闹这么大，可以啊，我就不给你看。就是意气用事，就觉得孩子是一个好像物品。就为了说让我这边就是一直在报复我那种状态的家人。孩子就是我的软肋，就是觉得你拿孩子来报复我，然后就是让我感觉触碰到一个母亲的底线，那我肯定就是说不会再这么忍让。
Unable to see her son at school, Xinyi contacts the All China Women's Federation, a government organization that supports women's rights.
接起了电话，他没接。那么我刚刚又跟聚会呢，把你的这个情况的那个，就是说沟通了一下。
对。
你们有一个视频的通话的记录呢，他也不至于就是说完完全全的没有让你见到过这个孩子。
我知道，但是问题是，他都拒绝任何就是我能联系上他的方式，都是拉黑的或者删除状态。所以就很难，
别的也没有任何办法了。我也不知道有什么办法了，我们也没有什么法律武器，是很被动的，
对，
好不好？
好的，
电话也打了，
就是、
没有人接不接。
好的，好的，那我知道了，好好行。
好，
那我这边也跟居委会再沟通一下。好，谢谢，好，再见。
Because her husband refuses to communicate, it seems the Women's Federation, the school, and the neighborhood committee are all unable to help Xinyi reunite with her son.
妈妈来找你了，小静。
So she decides to take matters into her own hands.
开门。
She's come to her husband's home to try to talk to her son.
孩子你这样子一天一天的把他藏匿着，幼儿园也不读，天天就是关在家里，不停的换位置，然后不停的去谁的亲戚家。我不能够再等待你们的回应，就是说坐以待毙。
But it might put her in a dangerous and unpredictable situation. Earlier attempts by Xin Yi to visit her son at home ended in violence and assault. But it's no use. There's no response. And Xin Yi is left with little choice but to leave without seeing her son. Back in Beijing, Cheng Feng's husband withdrew his divorce filing in October 2021. Cheng Feng has now decided to file for divorce herself to try and get custody of her son.
这个衣服是我家孩子被带走前，因为是冬天嘛，就在家里穿着个小睡衣，因为快过年了。临走前，那天晚上他也是穿了这件睡衣，所以我就一直把它放在我的床头。然后现在我觉得过了一年，至少有10公分是能长到了，因为看到视频的时候感觉他也长胖了，长高了，所以就给他买了大一个号，希望能够合身。毕竟已经有一年，没有见到他了。然后本来想买鞋子的，但是实在是无法正确预估他鞋子的码数，所以鞋子就希望等他回来了之后亲自带他去买吧。我给他放一辆他喜欢的小汽车。就是感觉母子连心，就是这个时候，我虽然一年没见他了，但是我给他看小时候玩具，他能立马想起来，就这个感觉。本身妈妈可能会很担心是不是他忘了我了，但是发现他没有忘，就那个感觉还是很满足的。
Until recently, stability was a key factor that courts considered when granting custody. This made abducting a child a common tactic.A legal amendment in June 2021 banned parents from snatching children in custody disputes. Xiao Chengfeng and her lawyer Jing are hopeful that she may now have a better chance of being reunited with her son.
它最重要的意义是从无到有，尤其是被人为造成的长期缺失，另外一方的这个介入和参与，这对孩子来说确实是一个权利上的一个缺失，是一个侵害。法律呢？会作为一个最后的一道屏障来出面来保护孩子的权利，那我们就在引领一个意识形态去重新认识这个问题，它不再是法律沉默的。
张律师，
哎，你来了。
哎呀，你还能。
The day before the hearing, Cheng Feng visits Jing's office to prepare.
好，新年好，这是我们今年见的第一面。
对，是的。
你最近能见到吗？
还好，然后每周除了能微信视频之外，还能再发三个就是已经拍好的小孩视频给我，算一个安抚吧。
毕竟现在这个拉扯这么长时间了，就是我们现在既然都已经起诉了，我们走正常的法律流程解决，法院怎么判我们都接受。但是总得让见面呢吧，孩子都哭得那么难受哈。
是的。
能判给我们，我们一定也会争取。判给不了我们，我们要孩子的探望权。总之，我们都是围绕着孩子的一个需求啊。
是。
On January 6, 2022, the court heard Cheng Feng's divorce case. She confronted her husband during an emotional hour-long hearing.
等拿到判决书。张律师，咱们就等结果。哎呀，我觉得终于，我最怕的是他不去。我在法庭上斗地主的时候特别想哭。
我觉得法官其实挺理解你的，不容易的。
是的，他其实都知道，他其实都
是个人都知道。我觉得这都不是应该人该干的事儿。
是的，但是又觉得又是个新的开始，可能后面还会有一些。围绕着孩子的一些后续的事情，
怎么可能会一直尬在那儿呢？总是要解决的。
Cheng Feng holds on to hope and her memories of when she and her son were together.
是的。
This video was taken days before he was taken away.
那你去前面那个走吧。
你跟着
大海。哦，这个是梯子。我其实很多时候我会幻想着接到我儿子的那一天，我可能不会抱住他哇哇大哭，我会非常平静地拉着他的手告诉他，和妈妈回家，你是不是去旅游了呀？旅游的风景是不是很好呀？和妈妈说说吧。就是我可能会用这种方式来接他回家，就像他没有离开我一年一样。
After an anxious two-month wait, the court reaches a verdict.
判给你了！
哎呀，太好了！哎，张律师，我快吓死了！
我也特别担心，一看说今天给不了了，都我都一直都……
啊，太好了，太好了，太好了！哎呀，太好了，太好了！啊，太好了，太好了！
去年是我人生中最难的一年，同样也是我人生中最有价值的一年。因为在这一年中，我虽然经历了母子的这样一个生离，但是我却获得了我内心力量的一个成长。我发现我不再害怕这件事情了，我觉得这个事情总归是要解决掉的。
Having been given custody of her son, Cheng Feng contacts her husband.She hopes the verdict will make him bring their child back to Beijing. But she finds he has no such plans.
喂？喂，英华？判决书你肯定看到了是吧？判决书？判决书？怎么着？我什么时候能见小石头呀？还没生效？没生效，我也应该能见孩子吧？啊，你还要上诉？判决生效前，为什么不能见我的孩子呀？为什么一直？啊，也就是说你在二审前也还是依旧这种态度，不让我见孩子是吗？判决生效前，我也可以见我的孩子，我有权利，我作为妈妈有权利。
Cheng Feng is devastated that despite winning custody, she can't see her child until her husband's appeal is heard. But she refuses to stop fighting for her son. Today, she makes another video call with him.
啊，今天天气也特别的晴朗，你看蓝天照到妈妈的脸，亮亮的，妈妈可开心了，是不是？我妈妈没有坏人呀，妈妈没有抢你啊。
案子败了。
哦，那是因为你先被坏人抢走了，妈妈去救你。你现在太小了，还不用去想这些事情，等你长大了就都知道了，好吗？那这样可以让妈妈给你送东西吗？送点好吃的可不可以？
可以啦，
你答应了。哦，好的，没有问题。你想要什么好吃的？
别说谎啊！
我不说谎，妈妈从来不说谎，对不对？妈妈从来没有跟小石头撒过谎，是不是？看到没？
While Cheng Feng's husband appeals the custody ruling, all she can do is wait. Back in Shanghai, Xin Yin is also waiting on a court hearing.She hopes she will finally see her son next summer holidays. Even though the recent legal amendment clearly bans abducting and hiding children, critics argue the law is an empty threat because it lacks effective enforcement methods. Neither Cheng Feng nor Xin Yi's husband received any punishment for abducting their child. The two men did not respond to our request for an interview.In China, there are thousands of parents forcibly separated from their children. Many give up, But those like Cheng Feng and Xin Yi are determined to keep on fighting, no matter how long it takes. Both mothers are still waiting for the day they can hold their sons again.